Welcome to Hope's Garden Prayer Podcast, where we pray together in the garden of our hearts with Christ the Bridegroom, Mary, Mystical Rose of God, and the entire communion of saints. May these prayers inspire, encourage, and nourish your garden heart. Noon Prayer, Option A. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to you, our God. Glory to you, Heavenly King, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, everywhere present and filling all things. Treasury of blessings and Giver of life, come and dwell within us, cleanse us of all stain, and save our souls, O gracious One. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. Our gentle beloved, we hear you calling to us again, your heart speaking love to our hearts, calling us to prayer, to conversation with you. You kiss us with the kisses of your mouth, the holy kisses of your living word. Your words are spirit, truth, and life, Lord. Divine bridegroom, spouse of our souls, write your living word on our hearts. Fill us with your spirit and be our truth and our life, now and forever. Amen.
The Song of Songs, The Bride. Tell me then, you whom my heart loves, where will you lead your flock to grace? Well, will you rest till at noon, that I may not wander like a vagabond beside the flocks of your companions? The chorus. If you do not know this, loveliest of women, follow the tracks of the flock and take your kids to graze close to the shepherd's tents. Saint Bernard, 33rd Sermon of the Song of Songs. I beg you, the bride says, show me where you pasture your flock, where you rest at noon, the whole day. For this noon is a full day that does not know what evening is. And the day spent in your house is better than any other, because it does not have any sunset. Teach me, all you whom my heart loves, where is this place of light, peace, and perfection, so that my exalted spirit can see you in your absolute radiance, pasturing your flock in the richest meadows and enjoying a safe rest. Show me where you tend your flock and where you rest at noon. When then will you fulfill me by showing your face to me? It is your face, Lord, that I am seeking. Your face is my noon. O Lord, we have not only wandered after your companions, but at times have made our camp with them. How often have our inconstant hearts wandered after stray flocks led by wolves disguised as shepherds? Now we want to belong to you, only to you. You are the light of the noonday sun. Where you are, there is always and only truth, beauty, and goodness. Tell us then, good shepherd, king, and bridegroom, where do you rest at noon, so we may come and rest with you. Amen.
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Luke 12:32-34. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Provide yourselves with purses that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
The Song of Songs, the Bride. My beloved went down to his garden, to the beds of spices, to pasture his flock in the gardens and gather lilies. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He pastures his flock among the lilies. Yes, beloved, we open the gate of our garden hearts to you. Come and pasture your flock here among the blooming lilies. Good shepherd of our souls, may our hearts be a place of rest and delight for you. Thank you, Jesus, for leading us safely to the place where you rest, your flock at noon and at every moment of the day. The heart of our own hearts, where if we but seek you, we shall always find you. Amen.
The Song of Songs. There are 60 queens and 80 concubines and countless maidens, but my dove is unique, mine unique and perfect. She is the darling of her mother, the favorite of the one who bore her. The maidens saw her and proclaimed her blessed. Queens and concubines sang her praises. Who is this, arising like the dawn, fair as the moon, resplendent as the sun, terrible as an army with banners? The Angelus. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it done unto me according to your word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh
and dwelt among us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that as we have known the incarnation of Christ, your Son, by the message of an angel, so by his passion and cross, we may be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
O Mary, Mother most pure, bearer of the light, come into our darkness. May the pure light of your Son, Christ our Lord, fill our hearts and radiate into the darkness around us, so we too may be bearers of the light. Mary, mystical voice of God, Our Lady of Guadalupe, Our Lady of the New Dawn, pray for us and be with us always. Amen.
An act of spiritual communion. O Jesus, my Lord of love, I cannot now receive you in the most holy Eucharist, but I desire that your true presence fill me, mind, heart, body, and soul. Here, now, in this moment, I open myself to you and ask that you come and give to me the gift of yourself, body and blood, soul and divinity, and receive from me the gift of myself, all I was, all I am, and all I will be. Together, let us be one. Amen. Closing prayer. Thank you, Jesus, Bridegroom, Shepherd, and King of our souls, for the gift of this time in the midst of our day, to sit at your feet and be filled anew with your grace, restored in mind, body, heart, and soul. Gift us with sensitivity of soul, that we may be aware of your gentle touches, your heavenly kisses, and your soft voice as we move again from quiet time with you to fulfilling our duties and sharing your love with others. Amen. All through the day and the night, we cry out with longing to you, our Lord and God, our Savior and our Redeemer, our Healer and our Teacher, the Bridegroom of our souls. How beautiful you are, my love, holy, beautiful, and without a blemish. You are the perfect gentleman, our perfect Adam, in whom we can trust with total surrender and confidence, for you are trustworthy and faithful, steadfast and unfailing, now and forever. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let Jesus love you into full bloom. Together let us be one.